The Gospel for Wednesday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time is Matthew 11, verses 25 to 27. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, in the previous verses, Jesus is deeply lamenting that many are lost. And he even says, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Capernaum!" These are the towns where Jesus often preached. They knew him well, and these people were not mostly educated people. They were simple people, and still so many rejected the Lord or were indifferent that Jesus laments about this hardness of hearts. And so it is also for us today. Jesus is lamenting the hardness of this generation and also of our generation. And yet there are some who will receive his love, some who will be open to this intimacy whereby he actually reveals to us the love between him and the Father, this eternal love of the Trinity, where the Father completely gives himself to the Son, and the Son responds without reserve, giving himself entirely to the Father. And by this immense grace of love, God has willed to reveal this intimacy of love to us so that we may enter and partake of it, enter into the love of the Trinity. What an immense gift our faith is. And of course, Jesus laments that so few want to receive this gift of love, this life in the Holy Spirit, whereby we, as one with Jesus, are receiving the Father's love and responding with our whole mind, heart, and soul, with all our strength. That's what it is to be a victim of love. So that we reserve nothing to ourselves. We're completely given. And Jesus says that this is given to whom? To the childlike, who receive without controlling, without trying to rationalize it. It's a gift of faith that grows in our hearts, but it's hidden from the wise and the learned. We can also say in another translation, the wise and the prudent, because there's a kind of prudence which is not good at all, is the prudence whereby we refrain from total abandonment, total trust into the mystery of the loving God who comes to give himself to us. And so it's a paradox that the wise and the learned do not receive the greatest wisdom and the greatest knowledge of all. And of course, God is all wisdom. God is all knowledge, but the fabricated false wisdom and false learning that we strive to have in this world by ourselves, independent from God, this is the blockage. So we pray today that we may be like children, receiving this gift, treasuring, desiring it more than anything else. God bless you.